From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News for Friday, June 8th, 2018. I'm Philip Grant. Carrie Miller is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The Cairo Town Board is poised to vote on three amendments to the town's 2017 zoning laws. A public hearing has been scheduled for July, but a date for the vote has not yet been set. Cairo Town Supervisor Daniel Benoit said the Main Street Commercial District Amendment would require building owners to reserve the first floor storefront for commercial use as a strategy to jumpstart brick and mortar development. Board member Jason Watt, who opposes the amendment, noted that the times are changing and that storefronts are struggling to compete with online sales. Two amendments focus on commercial solar development. The first would require solar companies to seed and maintain 20% of their land with native plants that attract pollinators. The second would restrict the amount of land for commercial solar use townwide to 180 acres, which would power every home in the town, Benoit said. He said, and I quote, "It can be argued that we've allowed enough development to create power for all of our town's residents. So we've done our fair share," end quote. The restriction applies to commercial solar farms, not to solar panels on homes or homeowners' property. The public hearing on the zoning amendments will be held at 7 p.m. on July the 2nd during the regular Cairo Town Board meeting at Town Hall. And you can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. David Lombardo is reporting for Capital Confidential. Republican gubernatorial candidate Mark Molinaro is calling on the state to put armed resource officers in every school building by the time students return to classes in the fall. He told reporters on June the 7th, and I quote, "No kid should go into a building that isn't safe," end quote. Molinaro touted the outreach of school resource officers in Dutchess County, where they work with students to identify potential problems. That program is run by the county sheriff's office and places armed deputies in schools on a full-time basis. He now envisions a similar program statewide. Molinaro emphasized the need to have armed law enforcement officers trained in crisis intervention and mental health first aid serving these roles. And you can read that full story at Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. Richard Moody is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The Mental Health Association of Columbia and Green Counties will officially open Greenport Gardens, a new mixed housing facility located off Jocelyn Boulevard, on June 19. CSD Housing Marketing and Administration Director Sarah Catterell said the association is already leasing units and people are moving in this month. The $18 million facility includes 38 one-bedroom units, 16 two-bedroom units, and 12 three-bedroom units. 33 units will be reserved for homeless tenants with a mental health diagnosis, and 28 units will be set aside for homeless and disabled recipients of services through the State Office of Mental Health. 18 tenants will relocate from MHA's existing community residence, which is being taken out of service. 10 tenants will be moved from unlicensed, scattered, site-supported housing. The remaining 32 units are available to the general low-income population. The building includes a mailroom, bike storage area, an outdoor landscaped common area, as well as computer and multipurpose rooms. And you can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. Patricia Doxey is reporting for the Daily Freeman. Beginning January 1, 2019, it will be illegal to sell tobacco products in Ulster County to anyone under the age of 21. Ulster County Executive Michael Hines signed the Tobacco 21 legislation during a ceremony June 7th outside Ellenville Regional Hospital. The signing was the culmination of Hines' two-year effort to raise the minimum age to purchase tobacco products in the county from 18 to 21. Orange, Sullivan, Rockland, and Westchester have similar laws on the books. Officials in Columbia County are currently considering a Tobacco 21 measure. An effort to raise the age in Dutchess County was unsuccessful. And you can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. Emily Masters is reporting for the Times Union. On June 7th, the state police launched a week-long crackdown on speeding and aggressive driving statewide. State Police Superintendent George P. Beach II said, and I quote, "The public can do their part to keep our streets safe simply by slowing down. Follow the posted speed limits, watch your speed, and put your electronic devices down," end quote. Speeding contributes to nearly one-third of all fatal crashes in New York. Troopers will boost road patrols from June 7th to June 13th. Officers in marked and unmarked cars will be on the lookout for speeding or aggressive drivers, as well as distracted or impaired drivers, vehicle occupants without seat belts, and violators of the state's move over law. And you can read that full story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News for today, Friday, the 8th day of June, 2018. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.